Well, good morning. As we began the early process to prepare and respond to this novel coronavirus, I committed then to lead with the epidemiology based on data and science and not public opinion or political pressure, to be prepared but not panic, and to show compassion and remember our values. 2 weeks ago, we were able to stand here with our hospitals and public health director and announce that positive cases had decreased, that our hospital capacity was on the rise, and that the ability of our public health professionals to do contact tracing had now met a manageable and continued response. But even before this pandemic, one of the hallmarks of my administration was open, honest, and transparent communication. Today, I am pleased to announce a new hub which tracks and displays relevant data on this disease. Now, this is the same data that our health department uses as part of their decision matrix, and I am in our continuing efforts to be transparent. Today, we open that data up to you and the public. So as we continue to turn the dial on this novel coronavirus, on this COVID response and recovery, you can examine the same information that we are. Are positive cases increasing? Are those cases manageable? And in addition to the information that's already available on our website, this hub provides data on hospital status and readiness, the geographical spread of cases throughout Boone County based on zip code, and data about cases in surrounding counties that may be part of our healthcare catchment area for those that come to Columbia for their healthcare. That helps us determine the potential impacts on hospitals here in Boone County. I want to introduce our Assistant Director of Columbia Boone County Health and Human Services, Scott Clardy, who's going to demonstrate how the data is arranged and what that data means to health officials and how they interpret that data as we continue to move forward in our measured response to COVID response and long-term recovery. Scott?
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor. We're excited this morning to be able to show you this hub. First of all, how to navigate to the hub. You'll go to the city's main website, which is como.gov. From there, you'll go down here to the coronavirus link. And this is our normal coronavirus page that several people are familiar with already. It's the first link under available resources called the Boone County Information Hub. So this is what the hub looks like. And you'll see across the top here, we have several tabs. And we'll go through each one of those and talk about what kind of information you can find in each one of those and how we might use it. We start off with a glossary that has some definitions of some commonly used terms that have been used during this entire pandemic, and some of those terms that are important to know the meanings of as you work through the different tabs at the top, including the terms isolation, quarantine, for example, even ventilator is defined. As we go through here, you'll see why that's important. I also make a note here that all the data contained in these tabs, we update that by 5 p.m. every day, with the exception of the hospital status tab. We are not updating that during the weekends. The hospitals are providing us that data. And at this point, given the fact that that the hospital status is very good, they didn't see a need to try to update those on the weekends. I'm sure that will change if at any time we unfortunately start having issues with hospital status and hospital availability. So that's the first tab, are the definitions. The second tab are case statistics. These are numbers that are already on our main site, but just displayed in a different manner. These are numbers current as of now. We have 105 cases that have occurred in Boone County. We've had 95 that have been removed from isolation. We have 9 that are still active. And we have one person in the hospital that is from Boone County. We've had 1 death. There have been a total of 8 people from Boone County that have been hospitalized, and we currently have 14 contacts in quarantine in Boone County. Over here is data from the state of Missouri. There's 10,945 cases in Missouri, and I'll blow this up as I know the interpreter bubble is it might block this, but we've had 605 deaths so far in Missouri, unfortunately. This next tab is where we start getting into some of the new types of data and some of the new display of data that we have. For each one of these graphs or charts, there's a button up here in the upper right-hand corner that you can press, and that blows it up so you can see it better. And so this is a chart that we've been asked for quite a bit, and it shows the cumulative number of cases as those numbers increase from over time. And it shows out, you know, March the 12th, we had one case. That was our first case. Now, as of now, today, we are at 105 cases. Also on this same chart in blue are the numbers of new cases each day. So you can see that our largest number of new cases on any particular day was May the 24th with 12 cases. And so so that data is there if you wanted to see it displayed that way. Also, there's a tab down here for a graph that looks at a five-day average of new cases. This is a method that is being used across the country. And what it does is it kind of smooths out the spikes as you go through the time. For instance, you don't see a large spike here on May the 24th with 12 cases. Instead, you kind of see it showing up here a couple days later in this 7.2. So what this does is it smooths out the cases over time and allows us to have a better idea of how many cases we may be working on at any particular time over time we might see. So that, and then this is, we had a suggestion to make this a 7-day rolling average. And just in case there's any questions about that, the reason that we went with a 5-day average is to mimic what Johns Hopkins is using on their dashboard and their hub, so that what people see on there can be comparable to what they see on ours. Okay, so then you can also click this button to minimize, and we'll go down here and take a look at this. This is a series of tabs also. This is some demographic information and other type of information like that. So this first one is looks at the data by source of exposure, and you can hover over each of these areas and actually see the numbers. So we've had 30 people who have been who their source of exposure was travel. We have 41 who had contact to a known case. We've had 32 that we believe are contact transmission, and then we have 2 right now that are pending or unknown. We're still investigating those. You can go down here and you can click through these tabs. This shows the same information by sex about the cases. This shows the distribution of all the cases by age. And then finally, we have this one, this chart that shows the distribution by race. And so this gives us what the racial distribution is for all the cases. However, if we go back to that previous tab, over here, down here in the lower right-hand corner, is a table that allows us to compare. In the third column, we have the percent of total Boone County COVID-19 cases by race. And next to that is the percent of Boone County general population by race. What this does is it allows us to try to identify any racial disparities that we see that may be occurring. And as you can see, we definitely are seeing one. In the black community, we have 18% of our cases are black or African American, while only 8.8% of our population is of that race. So this is something we're watching very closely. If you heard Stephanie Browning speak last night at the city council meeting, she talked about outreach testing. One of the populations that we're trying to reach that outreach testing are more minority type populations to try to get a better handle on just how much of a disparity we have in those areas. So that information is available. Also, that's this tab. Next, we'll go to cases by zip code. This is new. This is something that we've not been able to display before. This is a map of Boone County. A little bit. Okay, there we go. And it just displays the number of cases by zip code. There's a legend to the left that shows what each color represents, how many cases. And as you, as we scan from north to south, you will see that not unexpectedly, the higher number of cases are in the more densely populated areas. So that information is out there also. In the next tab, the mayor alluded to this. This is a number of cases by catchment area. And this is the catchment area of our hospitals here in Boone County. These are the counties whose citizens they serve here in Boone County at our hospitals. This is important, as we've spoken about before, because this could impact the availability of hospital space and hospital resources in Boone County. So we really need to keep an eye on this. In particular, right now we're watching Saline County, which has 249 cases, Pettis County, which has 68 cases, and then Montotaw County, which has 44 cases. These cases are all associated with some outbreaks outbreaks in meatpacking plants. And more recently, as in last week, we're also closely watching Sullivan County, which has 23 cases, and Adair County, which has 29 cases. Again, that's related to some testing that was done at a meatpacking facility in Sullivan County. Closer to home, you know, Boone, as we've already talked about, has 105. Cole County has 56 cases. So you can click on each one of these, and it'll tell you the actual number of cases in each of these counties. Fortunately, Monroe County has zero cases at this point in time. So that's why that's important. And then this information over here is still talking about more instructions on how to use this information. We keep an eye on this very carefully. We meet, we Zoom with our counterparts in all of these counties once a week to make sure we're aware of what may be coming down the pike there that hasn't shown up yet in cases. But for instance, if they know they have identified a case and that case may have 30 or 40 contacts, that's good information for us to know ahead of time before those contacts actually turn positive. So this is important for monitoring hospital status. In addition to that, this is another new chart or another new set of data. This looks at data for the Boone County, for all the hospitals in Boone County, and that being MU Healthcare, Harry S. Truman VA, and the Boone Hospital. So from all of those together, they have performed 11,602 tests. It's important to remember on this particular tab, this represents all of their testing and all of the work, all the hospitalizations that they've done, including Boone County residents as well as people from those catchment areas. So that's why these numbers may look pretty large if you were thinking about it just being in Boone County, but it's not. It's from all that catchment area. So of those 11,602 tests, 166 of those have come back positive for a positivity rate of 1.5%. We currently, there are seven positive cases that are hospitalized in Boone County. We asterisk that to make sure people understand that this represents hospitalizations of people who may live in counties other than Boone also. Of those seven, we have two patients who are in ICU. And fortunately, we have no patients that are on a ventilator right now. This information over here, I'll blow that up so you can see it a little bit better. This is really important. This shows us the availability of hospital resources, everything from their ICU availability to PPE availability, staffing availability. You can read all that. I don't need to read each of those for you. You can see right now that for each one of those, there are no issues. As long as there are no issues, you'll see that in green. If there is an issue, then that word will change to shortage, and it will be in red, so that'll be easily identifiable. We want to thank those healthcare organizations in helping us bring this data together. They helped design this. They helped determine what information would be most useful to them, as well as us and to the community, in putting this together. And they submit data each day, and then they get a report back each day also with what is being shown among all the hospital systems together. The next three tabs are things that you've probably seen before. This one just goes back to our COVID-19, our coronavirus landing page. This data is, some of this is now duplicated in these other tabs, But I think we're going to leave this data still on this tab because, for one thing, some people are used to finding it easily this way, and the other people may just find it easier to look at data this way instead of the charts that we had that we made in some of the new tabs. So that's that page. This is just all the press releases from the City of Columbia regarding COVID-19. And then the last tab are some frequently asked questions regarding COVID-19, regarding any of the orders that have been released, those types of things. So that is what it looks like. I'd be remiss if I did not recognize our information technology crew that worked with us so closely on developing this. We had several technical issues in getting this done. We had hoped to have it out earlier, but we had some server issues and that kind of stuff that they were able to work through and still get this ready to go. And so we're really proud of that, and we're proud to be able to partner with them and thank them very much. So there.
Thank you, Scott. And going forward, we will continuously work to improve the data on this hub, its usability based on feedback from elected officials and our staff and IT, as well as the general public that goes through this. And in our continuing efforts toward transparency, in the next few days, we'll be able to announce a financial portal on our transparency hub that will allow the public to track all of the COVID-related expenses that have occurred in the City of Columbia as we've responded and now begin to recover from this, that will have all of the relevant financial information. Thank you for coming this morning. Happy to answer any questions you might have. Mark? Go ahead.
After the four cases on Sunday, one case on Monday, you all received at the City Council a briefing on the next steps for reopening. What would be the situation that would prevent those next steps from occurring? And maybe Director Browning could answer that as well.
Yeah, and so let me just comment on the four cases on Sunday. I think what we're looking at is a sustained increase, and specifically the increase of the doubling rate. So if we had seen another four positive cases on Monday, or worst case scenario, eight, and then 16 today, and you begin to project, at what point do we hit the capacity of the health department's ability to successfully complete that contact tracing? And so we continue to monitor that. I think Sunday's, if there were any red flags or alarm bells with Sunday's four positive cases, it was because it was at the end of that two-week reopening period. Keep in mind the incubation period for this novel coronavirus is 14 to 21 days. We announced the end of the stay-at-home order on April 30th, began that gradual reopening at 25% capacity on Monday, May 4th. And every day this week, you heard the public director say, we're going to be watching those public, those positive cases to make sure. And so hopefully Sunday was an anomaly. We had one yesterday, and we'll continue to monitor to see if we're seeing an increase, over that two-week gradual reopening.
Mayor?
Yeah, Scott, you want to?
Yeah, I was just going to say, in looking at some of the data that we have shown you on here, you'll remember that one of those looked at the source of exposure. And for those, this is how we can use this data. Of the four new cases that we got on Sunday, two of those we've determined are due to travel. So we're not concerned about them having gotten COVID from this community. So that lessened our concern about seeing four cases all at the same time. So that's an example of how we can use some of the data that you're seeing here to make those decisions.
Thanks, Scott. Mark?
Yeah, Mayor, my question is, why do we need this hub for the public? Is this too much information for them to even try to comprehend?
There's no such thing as too much information. I think it does illustrate all of the data and all of the inputs that not just our public health director, but what I call the 333 meeting that we've assembled from the very beginning on February 25th all the way through to when we looked at the gradual reopening of our three hospital providers, our three higher education institutions, our police, fire, and emergency operations center, You know, you add to that the epidemiologists and the public health professionals that are looking at not only the number of positive cases, but our testing capacity, our PPE units, the ability to do contact tracing. And I think all of that forms this rich stew that allows us to inform decision making at the public health level.
So is this geared towards the average person here in Columbia, or is this more for the persons on the front lines?
I think this is very readable for everybody. I think, you know, Scott Clardy probably looks at this data differently than, say, a small business wanting to know if they want to open or going to open next week. And, you know, as you heard Director Browning mention last night, if these trends continue and that doubling rate does not mature, then we'll open to 50% capacity. And as you begin to look at the calendar of where we want to be in the fall, this allows everybody to look at, are the number of positive cases rising? And if so, are they manageable? And I think there's a tab here that helps people address that so that they know in the same real time, the same data that I get, that the public health director gets, how decisions get made.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Amber?
Hello. I was wondering, you said the doubling of cases. So is there not a specific number that we could reach that would worry or concern health officials to reconsider possibly working back into a different phasing approach?
Yeah, so two answers to that, and I'll be very candid with you. In one of our early meetings, you know, we talked about as we begin to turn the dial on reopening, at what point, what is a spike? Is it 10 cases? Is it 40? Is it 100? And, you know, I think from the public's perspective, you have to provide some context to that. Are 10 cases troubling? Absolutely. Are they manageable given the 400 excess beds that we have right now? Absolutely. And so being able to provide some context to that, and I think, you know, with respect to the second part of your question, the doubling rate, what we want to try to avoid is, you know, that geometric progression. And we heard 2 weeks ago that the public health department's ability to do contact tracing was an accumulated average of about 40 active cases. Thanks to a contract that was recently signed for additional contact tracing, that number is more like 80 to 85 active cases. And while still alarming, that does allow our public health staff and our hospitals to manage that on an ongoing basis.
And do you think that with Boone County specifically, with MU Healthcare having that mobile testing, that's more testing that was provided, maybe could that have had an effect as well?
Clearly, that has been an attribute to Boone County and the City of Columbia's response to this. I said 8 weeks ago that we're on the leading edge of this coronavirus, but being on the leading edge allows us to be a leader as well. And because we have that healthcare infrastructure in Columbia and Boone County, we were able to do things that other communities could not. Part of that was testing. The other part of it was, and I'll give Jonathan Curtwright, the CEO of MU Healthcare, credit for negotiating a relationship with GeneTrait early on that eliminated our requirement to send these test kits to the state health lab and wait 24 to 48 hours for those to come back when we could get those results the same day. That helps us isolate positive cases, and it helps us respond quicker and make better decisions.
Another follow-up.
Of course.
You said that it's important for people to be aware of all this data in the same time as everyone else. You know, people have always asked and continue asking, especially business owners, you know, what can we do in this situation? So why is it so important that this dashboard is now readily available to maybe be so easy for people to get those answers?
Well, and, you know, look, if you're like me, I'm the first few weeks of this crisis, we were not making decisions on a daily basis, but on an hourly basis. And, you know, we would wait for the number of positive cases to be reported to us as we look at. And I think we hit all those milestones just right. You know, we declared that emergency. We made that emergency declaration. The very next day, we had our first positive case. The very next day, that first positive case became the first fatality in the state of Missouri, and we have managed appropriately. This helps the private sector, the community, concerned families and individuals also manage by looking at and providing that important context for all of the data that that goes into these very difficult decisions with, you know, while there may be no right answer, there are clearly wrong answers. And I think we are fortunate that that because of the early efforts and because of that stay-at-home order, we're experiencing the results that that we all want. Anybody else? Thank you. I appreciate your time, and again, we'll have another announcement on a financial portal hopefully later this week or early next week. Thank you.